I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Hello, Internet, and welcome to a beautiful Friday edition of The Moon Zeit, starring Oscar Zeitzik. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Haven't seen that one yet, but everyone says it's pretty good.
Everybody says he's daddy.
I'm Miles. Oh, they say he's daddy? Moon daddy?
Yeah, moon daddy. Something like that.
Okay, MD.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm Miles. That's Jacques Neal. We are here to tell you what is trending on this very interesting Friday.
Yeah.
First thing trending, Don Jr. Turns out Donald Trump Jr. texted Mark Meadows on November 5th, 2020, before the election was actually called, basically saying like, yo, there's ways that we can make sure my dad stays in office, you know, like holler at me. And these are records that the January 6th committee has. According to these records, one of the things he said was, quote, we have multiple paths. We control them all. And even then, I'm like, okay,
yeah.
So what y'all gonna do about it?
I mean, it is. I really don't know what's gonna happen, mm-hmm. but this has to go down as the most corrupt administration of all time, right?
Oh yeah, yo yeah.
Like, and like, where if we were a proper country, these motherfuckers would be in jail already. But I know you have to build investigations and things like that. And I just really want to know, do they think they're going to jail and they are just milking as much as they can right now?
I don't know.
I don't. Or do they like, we're rich, we're fucking fine? Like, I don't know, because this is all jail worthy corruption.
Yeah, for sure. Because people get put in jail for less. I won't hold my breath. But wake me up when we see them getting perp walked.
A slap on the wrist. They're gonna get banned from Washington for 5 years or some shit like that. Just that they can't cross state lines or something.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The next thing trending, Dollywood is trending because conservatives are basically, there's like some sentiment from a write up where people are like, cancel your Disney World trips because Disney's all like trying to groom kids because they're not as homophobic as we need them to be, and go to Dollywood instead. So I guess that's where people are going to be going.
I also guess it's very funny to me. One, as a Disney Park fan, cancel your trips, baby. Mm-hmm. Cancel them. Don't come no more.
Yeah.
Like, I
love it. Yeah, make some space.
I love it. I love Ghost Town Disney. Love it. That's first. Second.
Yeah.
Do they not know who Dolly Parton is?
Like, yeah, that's the other thing. Yeah. I don't know if they do.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, yo, she's a pretty staunch advocate for LGBTQ rights. And she helped pay to, you know, research the development of a fucking vaccine for COVID. But go ahead.
Sure, go there. Go there. I mean, she also pays her people well.
Right. You know, isn't she like saying that your college tuition is covered if you work at Dollywood?
She's everything. I don't know.
Sounds like socialism to me over there.
It's just,
are y'all sure you want to go there?
All it is like, well, this park has somebody white in charge. Let's go there.
I know.
That's all
it is.
But
that's like, it's so, you know, I feel bad. In a way, I feel bad because they're even like, at least this white woman, this country legend is on our side. Like, no, she's not.
She's not.
She's not.
Yeah.
She is absolutely not. In fact, she's more, if you think Disney was a problem, God damn, wait till y'all start doing a deep dive on all the weird shit that you would perceive about Dolly Parton and the work that she does. But yeah. Sure.
I'm looking forward to when she catches wind of this and she responds.
Right.
Basically saying, don't come here. Don't
right.
come here.
Exactly. And then finally in this section, the Masters is trending. Obviously, Tiger Woods is back. You know, we're keeping an eye on him. He's had a bit up and down day, the first day. Coming back from just terrible, horrific leg injury. But there's this other story that's trending that apparently next to Augusta National, the golf course, there's this family that owns like this house that's like right on, like right up against the property. And they've been like refusing to sell their house. They've been offered millions because they're like, nah, fuck you. This is our place.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 1900 square foot house. And I just like these stories when like, some big ass company or property owner is just trying to be like, yeah, and I'll buy everything. And then there's one person who's like, nah, actually, I don't need the money. And I like where I live. In fact, I might actually enjoy more frustrating you than anything. So,
yeah.
Shout out to that shit.
Like, I wish so much that I had a situation like that where that happened to me before, where the city wanted to buy the place like me and my mom and my family was living. And and we accepted the offer and like got a new house and shit like
a
few blocks down the
street.
There you go. It was fucking, and they wanted to build an Aldi right there. They just wanted to build an Aldi. We were the only house in this like little area around.
Oh, like zone right
around nothing but businesses and shit. And they wanted to build an Aldi because it had huge parking lot space too. And they paid us out, and my mom took that deal and was like, "Yeah, we'll move."
Okay, shout out, mom.
Yeah.
Is the Aldi there now?
The Aldi's there.
Is that what's built?
The Aldi
Do you ever
there.
Go there and you're like, man, get the fuck out of my house.
Get the fuck out of my house, man. I lost my virginity right in this, where the roof is, that's where I lost
aisle.
My virginity. Right here where your
right here
AC where
the seafood
system
cases,
is.
Right.
Yeah.
By the frozen pancakes.
Yeah, I did. I have been to it once or twice, which
surreal.
Is pretty, it's pretty wild too.
Yeah.
I have had two childhood homes that are now both torn down, and it's pretty
and it become
wild.
Businesses.
Well, one is just torn down, and they haven't built a new house there yet, and the other one is an Aldi now.
Yeah, it's wild. That's what gentrification will do to a neighborhood.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast. Is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
And we're back. Long Beach is trending because the Grand Prix is happening.
LBC.
Yeah. And I used to go, I've been 3 times down there. And every time I just remember being like, why am I going here? And it was always because like in around Southern California, like people get free, like this is like those things that people just get tickets to.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like an event that, you know, there's, I don't know how big of the, like the IndyCar scene is in Long Beach where there's that many people descending on it, but there's always a good showing. But it's trending for that reason. And then also like a really fucked up reason too. They shattered their like heat record for this day, April 8th. Before it was only 93 degrees. Now it's 100 degrees. So that's a 7-degree jump in the record breaking temperatures. So a lot of people are like,
yeah, we ain't going.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right.
Yeah. It's hot.
Yeah. And it's hot too. You know, for all my Pootie Tang fans out there, the International Panel on Climate Change, they just put out a thing earlier this week. They're like, y'all fucking 10 years and or it's a fucking wrap. Like, honestly, and even 10 years is we're pretty fucked up now.
Yeah,
we have to really do something. And yet we just see more talk of like, well, we just need to double down on like our fossil fuels right now because of what's happening in Ukraine and then just for our energy stability.
Yeah,
please don't. I mean.
Don't take
renewables?
It don't
anybody
don't take it for granted. Don't take an 100-degree day for granted because in 10 years it may be 120.
Right,
and Vegas
exactly.
Will be 150.
And we're all going to be looking like that movie Dune where we all have like some little nose piece coming out the side because we're like, yeah, man, we can't inhale the air here in SoCal or else your eyes will turn green.
Yeah.
So we will see.
I also have never been to the Grand Prix. I'm not a NASCAR or racing fan per se. I mean, it's cool. They're athletes and what they do is very hard. But I didn't know. I've been seeing commercials for it. I didn't know that they just like set up barriers on the streets of Long Beach and they just race the streets.
Yeah.
That actually seems pretty tight. Like I wouldn't want to go to a stadium and just watch motherfuckers go in a circle. But it'd be tight to just be sitting outside of a brunch spot and see nothing but fucking like race cars go past you.
I feel like that's the difference. I did it like, you know, like with, like being broke and just being like being on my dad's shoulders. And like you just see one car go by because you're fixed in like this one turn of the racetrack.
Right.
And you're like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have no idea who's winning.
Yeah.
But I would like some little elevated. You know what I mean? Like someone's balcony and I could look down at the thing, smoking weed, eating nice food, but whatever.
To me, I would have to go and the race be the secondary part of why I'm there. Like I want to be there for like eating, maybe some day drinking.
Right.
And then every like 3 minutes, cars go past me going 200 miles an hour.
Right.
Yeah.
Like how some people like going to baseball games.
Yeah.
You know, it's like they love the environment. They love being there. They'll obviously check in on what's going on, but just love to be at the ballpark.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's really what it is.
Yeah.
Love to be at the race. Not really so much about the racing, but love to be there. And let's see. See's Candies is also trending as we head into Easter. They're, for whatever reason, so many people are interacting with this tweet. It's like, tell us about your perfect Easter, blah, blah, blah. But I don't know. The only reason I'd bring it up is because I felt like See's Candies like was huge in my family.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was like that was the gift when we brought shit to people in Japan. Bringing See's Candy, they're like,
yeah,
because peanuts and caramel and all shit like that. The little turtles and stuff that they have, they don't really do that shit in Japan.
Okay.
And also like my grandmother loved See's Candy. So,
well, you know, like, nostalgia. I mean, we both grew up around Black folks, and you also grew up in the Asian community as well, and we love samples, bro. We love samples.
Oh, yeah. Love a sample.
Give me a place that's going to give me something free every time I walk past. I love you.
You know what they used to do in the late 80s, like in the early 90s? They used to have these cardboard houses that you could get for your kids.
Yep.
And you just set it up, and it was like a little cardboard fucking hut you could smash around in.
Yeah.
And I remember, man, my mom, I fucking treated that box like it was my own fucking home. I remember the first one I had. I put a blanket in there. I put my Police Academy handheld video game in there, and I was like, welcome to my fucking spot.
Welcome to my spot. Yeah. That's one thing that I'm sad about. That's one thing, you know, as far as trivial things that upset me about the pandemic. Two things, like, sampling has taken a big hit. Like Costco don't be sampling though, like they used to no more. And I used to love them. I get full of Costco samples. McDonald's stopped their all-day breakfast.
They did?
At the beginning of the pandemic, they stopped it and they haven't bought it back yet. Casual.
Oh, my God.
They still have breakfast, but you remember it became all-day?
Yeah, and it was all-day.
That was beautiful. It was a beautiful thing.
That was a momentous shift for our society and our culture that I could have 2 sausage egg McMuffins at 7 p.m.
It was beautiful. Not no more.
All right. Wow. Now I'm really going to have to keep my eye on this McDonald's company and see what they're up to. I don't like what I'm hearing right now. And then lastly, obviously, Will Smith is trending.
Yeah.
You did thought we were going to avoid that one. So this man has been banned from the Oscars for 10 years.
10 years. 10,
10
years.
10 years.
You know who got less than 10 years? That woman who shot the cop who shot the dude who thought she was in his apartment.
Oh, Botham Jean?
Yeah.
Yeah, the woman who killed Botham Jean.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What was her name?
I forget what her name was.
Yeah,
because
she just lost.
I try not to remember the murderer's names. But she got less than 10 years. I know, like, murdering and a slap is not the same thing, but exactly. Man, he didn't fucking kill nobody.
This is, this is just so.
It's pretty bizarre.
I think I was talking about this with Becca yesterday. Like, the Oscars just needed to not say shit.
Yeah.
They didn't need to adjudicate it. And I get that all of the people who were clutching their pearls to the point that it was turning to dust and like being like, oh my God, I can't. Like, I get it. That you don't want to see people smacking people around at an award show. Like, I understand the fundamentals of why people are upset by that. But, like, these secondary things that are just very much tinged with a lot of seemingly racial animus is a little bit odd, especially when you consider, like, the people who have won Oscars that are not fully banned. But, okay. Because, like, it was decades, right, for them to ban, like, Roman Polanski fully. Or like Woody Allen or Bill Cosby and things like that.
Yeah.
But 12 days.
12 days. They moved it up. Once he resigned, they was like, all right, we're going to go ahead and get this shit over with. We ain't going to wait.
Yeah.
We ain't going to wait. He ain't a part of the Academy no more. Once he resigned from the Academy, I'm just like, whatever your punishment was going to be, at that point, it's like, all right, he already resigned. Like, we probably won't even let him back or whatever.
And
like
all right, joke's on you. Got my Oscar. Bye.
Yeah. I was expecting. I'm not going to say I wasn't expecting the punishment. I was. And, you know, I get the element of needing to, you know, have consequences for your actions. So I'm not even here to say they should have did nothing. Like, I don't care. But I understand if they did something. But I was thinking the maximum of what they would do is like, yo, you just can't come to the Oscars next year. I was thinking that was going to be the maximum. Cool once off. He resigned. 10 years, bruh? That's making an example out of a black man. This is pure racism.
What about, like, again, we've talked about people like Adrian Brody, like, just straight up kiss Halle Berry.
Yeah, nothing. Nothing.
And she was like, yo, I didn't want that.
But I'll tell you what, though. You know what's going to be dope?
Hmm.
Being a wrestling fan that I am. 10 years from now, when Will Smith comes back at the ripe age of 63 or some shit, it's going
to be, oh my God!
It's going to be a Stone Cold level pop when he walks in. Like, it's going to be like,
dude, we just hear, gong.
I know.
And you're like, oh my God!
Yeah. Oh,
fucking
my,
Undertaker
it's Will,
style.
It's Will! It's Will!
Ah!
My God, he's back! He's back! And it's just the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air as his theme music and good old JR. Is that who I think it is? It's Will Smith. He's back. The prodigal son comes home. Oh, he's coming to lay a smackdown on somebody. It's gonna be
good. And you know how some of the old ones, was it Badass Billy Gunn? Who used to have the one that said, oh, you didn't know?
The New Age Outlaws, which was Billy Gunn and Road Dogg, Jesse James.
Yeah, exactly. And it was, well, your ass better call
ass
somebody.
Better call.
And that was like their entrance music. But yeah. Will's is, keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth. And then it's like, oh, my God.
Oh, that shit would be fantastic. That is going to be the most watched. We already know what's going to be the most watched Oscars event in the next 10 years.
10 years from now.
Yeah.
Have fun with, at that point, this is the thing though, too. Nobody gives a fuck about these award shows. So that's like the other part, too, where I'm just sort of like, it seems like this energy to punish is kind of in a weird spot because this move will already like fracture how people feel about the Oscars even more, no matter what they do.
Yeah.
So I'm curious. Maybe the Oscars. Who knows? The Oscars might be a thing where it's like, yeah, man, you could watch this on Roku, Roku TV.
Roku TV.
We have them in a 15 minute video for you to watch.
I mean, at this point, man, maybe that's what they need to just go away for a few years. They may even rescind this and amend it or whatever. Who knows? Because also in 10 years, ain't nobody gonna give a shit.
Yeah, exactly. The Earth's gonna be on fire.
It's a slap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think more than that, I think I'm more invested on this idea of, like, you know, Vince McMahon, as problematic as you are, you may need to help the Academy out a little bit.
Triple H or somebody gonna have to, like, I hope they're the producer when Will Smith comes back and make it just like a true wrestling event. And like Chris, and I hope he comes back when Chris Rock is giving a promo, old school wrestling, like Chris Rock in the middle. And then Will Smith's music just comes on.
And he shook sweat.
And Chris Rock is shook.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Stupid. We're two wrestling brands. All right. Well, Jakees, man, thank you so much for helping out the last couple of weeks. Shout out to Joelle, too, for sticking by while trying to land this thing with just one pilot. But it's good to have you here. Thanks so much for listening. I hope you have a great weekend. Tune in next week. We got more episodes, obviously a brand new season of the show coming your way. Until then, take care of yourselves, take care of each other. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. That means don't just sit idly by and not say something or any kind of discrimination. And until then, we'll see you. Take care. Bye.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get.
But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.